The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
This is Fresh FM. I'm Matt, joined on the line again by Brett. He's down at State Cinemas. That means it's time for another At The Flicks. We're catching up with the latest screenings and the goodies that are on offer down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. Brett, welcome to the show.
Yeah, how's it going, Matt?
It's going swimmingly, thank you. I hope things are going well in your world of cinema and movies.
Oh, of course. I like that you said swimmingly. That's some foreshadowing, everyone, for something that I'm going to talk about towards the end here.
Ooh.
But remember swimmingly.
Okay.
But yes, everything is going great here.
Brilliant. So what do you have on offer this week down at State Cinemas?
Yeah. First of all, I want to thank everyone. The British and Irish Film Festival just ended yesterday, if you're listening to this on Thursday. And it might be our most successful one yet. Like, I'm really happy Nelson was showing up for that. So thank you, everyone who came out for that. It was a good festival, so thanks for that.
That is nice to
hear.
Anyhow,
I'll deviate from British stuff to something entirely different. We have a film coming up on the 4th of December at 6:45 p.m. called The Hut Keepers. And this is an interesting one because it's a locally made film, and it's a documentary exploring kind of, you know, the backcountry of New Zealand where all those little huts are at that you can sort of, if you're going on those long tramps, you can kind of hang out in those little huts.
Yeah.
And it's a documentary about the people who kind of upkeep those. And a lot of it is interesting because the kind of funding to maintain and keep those huts alive is dwindling, and they're wanting to demolish these huts.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of this documentary focuses on this kind of like volunteer group that is just out of their own necks and own backs. They just love that world of hiking and tramping and the scenery and beauty of New Zealand, and they want to preserve these huts to try to keep that culture alive.
Yeah.
So it's about kind of that hiking culture, and like, yeah, I never thought about the fact that someone's got to upkeep those huts everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's about those people, the kind of unsung heroes that kind of preserve the outdoor of New Zealand to a degree. You know?
Yeah, that is great to hear about. I've got a mate down in Fiordland who does the tracks down there. One of his jobs is maintaining tracks, and he absolutely thinks it is the world's best job.
Yeah, it's super fast. It's just a thing I never thought of until this kind of came across our table as an option to play it. And I was like, oh, that's super interesting.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, very local. They filmed it around the Nelson kind of Tasman area, and we're doing the premiere for it. And then they're going to try to release it sort of, you know, countrywide. But Nelson's like the first stop shop for this. So it's really interesting. And part of the funds are going towards like the volunteer trust to help them maintain it.
Nice.
So you're also supporting the thing by learning about a thing. So it's a really interesting and cool movie that we're getting a chance to screen.
Okay, so that's Hut Keepers. So it's a documentary. Does that mean it is exempt from classification?
That's right. It is exempt. And I would encourage, like, if you're outdoorsy, bring your kids along to this too. Like, it really is sort of an interesting thing for all ages of life. It's not just kind of like a boring old documentary for old people. Like, I think this one's kind of fascinating for any stage of life.
Brilliant, brilliant. Okay, so The Hut Keepers, when is it screening?
Yep, it's December 4th at 6:45 p.m. Tickets are on sale, and they're actually doing really well. I just checked before we got on this call, and we've already sold 60 tickets.
Wow.
So this is definitely going to probably sell out by, like, next week.
Okay.
So if you are interested, get in there quick.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because, you know, you're December 4th, and I think, oh, that's miles away. But no, it's not.
Just 2 weeks out. Yeah, we've almost, 2025 is almost in the bag. We've almost done it.
Whoa, steady on.
Yeah.
Okay, so Hut Keepers. It sounds like you should get in and get yourself a ticket booked nice and early. I imagine there's going to be some pretty spectacular scenery popping up in this one.
Oh, yeah. They you know what I mean? Sometimes when you see a local production, you're like, I don't know what I'm going to get. Like, this is, they did the thing. This is a proper documentary. It looks beautiful.
Wicked. Okay. Hut Keepers, December 4th, a documentary. Get in and check it out on the website, statecinemas.co.nz. You can watch the trailer there. You can book yourself some tickets. A little New Zealand slice of life. And I'd not really thought about the maintenance of those huts either. I know some of them are immaculate, others are a little bit rough, but I've never thought, hang on, who's coming up here to fix this?
Yeah, I just thought, you know, they just there's a little fairy that comes out at night and tidies them up. I never really thought about the maintenance of them, but yeah, it's interesting.
Brilliant. Okay, Hut Keepers. Check it out on the State Cinemas website, statecinemas.co.nz. If you've just joined us, this is At The Flicks. We're catching up with what is happening down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. Brett, where do you take us next?
Yeah, I've got another special screening for you of a movie that technically starts December 4th, but we're getting it way, 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 way ahead of schedule, and it's a film called Nuremberg.
Mm.
This is wildly different from what we were just talking about, but it's about those Nuremberg trials. So it was when towards the end of World War II, when the U.S. had some high-leading Nazi officials in their prisoner camps, and they were going to take them to trial.
Yeah,
it's about the kind of the behind the scenes of that, but it's got Rami Malek,
oh, cool.
Russell Crowe, wow. Michael Shannon, Colin Hanks. It's got like Academy Award winning actors,
yeah,
you know, kind of portraying this. And it mainly focuses on Rami Malek plays a U.S. Army psychiatrist.
Yep.
And he's sort of in this, like, he's trying to assess and get into the mind of Russell Crowe, who's like a high ranking Nazi official. So a lot of this is sort of like a mental duel of trying to understand what could drive a man to do what they did during World War II.
Wow.
So a lot of it focuses on that and then eventually develops into the trials. But yeah, it definitely seems like a kind of movie that's got Oscars written all over it, performances out the wazoo. Like, it's definitely a bleak topic, but, you know, kind of an interesting thing to know what would drive a man to do kind of what the Nazis did.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. It has got an amazing cast. Yes, pretty heavy topic. Now, it could be fairly dark. I'm imagining it is some sort of drama. Is that correct? It's not like an action adventure.
No. It's a high drama. It's based on a book called The Nazi and the Psychologist, which was about like sort of this true documenting of how those conversations went.
Wow.
That you're going to kind of see on screen between Rami Malek and Russell Crowe.
Okay.
So it's definitely a heavy hitting drama for sure.
Cool. All right. Just those two alone, I think, will be worth the price of admission. Both pretty good actors, I think, my own opinion. And, you know.
Yeah, and it did the festival circuit, so you can already kind of creep on it on Rotten Tomatoes, and the audience score for it is like 96%.
Oh,
so the
wow.
people that have seen it already, like your normal audiences, not the critics, I've got to absorb this, have found it really, really good.
Wow, okay. That is Nuremberg. Now, what rating is on Nuremberg? And now you said it doesn't start officially till December 4th, but you've got it early, yeah?
Yep, that's right. So it is an imprimatur, so technically anyone can go to it. And it's got that for Holocaust imagery and suicide. But yes, it officially comes out on the 4th of December, but we're getting it on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, like advance.
Wow.
Way advance, 2 weeks ahead of schedule. So this is one worth checking out. And if you like it, telling your friends, like, hey, you didn't miss it. You can watch it in December 4th.
Sure thing. Okay, Nuremberg. Sounds like it could be pretty heavy, but ultimately very, very rewarding. You can, again, check out the trailer on the website, statecinemas.co.nz, and you can book yourself some tickets there as well if you want, or you can head on down to the box office and talk to the very friendly staff.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Yep, two wildly different movies so far there, Brett.
I can maybe thread this.
Okay.
So we're going from real life Nazis to kind of fake wizard Nazis with Wicked for Good.
Oh. okay.
The movie does sort of revolve around, you know, the Wizard of Oz universe.
Yeah.
And there is a very powerful government in control at this point in the film that is maybe doing some propaganda and misleading people.
Ooh.
Which, But anyhow, Wicked for Good is the part two, 2 years ago, Wicked 1 came out, and this is the conclusion to it. And where it left off was sort of what I just said then. Like,
yep.
Maybe the government isn't what you think they are, and maybe the Wicked Witch of the West isn't what you think she is.
Ooh.
And you can kind of learn more about that if you check it out. I mean, I'm trying to sell Wicked. Everyone knows what Wicked is.
Yeah.
It was at a Broadway play that's now been projected onto the big screen. We actually had advanced screenings of it on Wednesday, so last night, and we sold it out. So there is quite a fervor for this movie, and I think it's worth your time if you love musicals or if you're just sort of plugged into the zeitgeist of what's popular at the moment.
Yeah. I was behind some people on a train in Auckland last weekend, and they were very excitedly talking about Wicked for Good. They were so just absolutely fizzing about it. So, yeah, another one of these cultural phenomenons.
Yeah, and even like me, I'm like a dirty hipster, so anytime like a big Hollywood movie comes out, I'm like, I don't know if I want to watch that. But I watched Wicked, and I was like, man, I love this. It's so good.
Wow, okay. So
Wicked is, it's kind of got the big budget spectacle, but it is like a good, interesting story and different view on kind of the Wizard of Oz story you're familiar with.
Nice. I kind of like that. Musicals, I can take or leave, but I should check out the original and then maybe Wicked for Good and not be just that single guy left in New Zealand who hasn't seen either of them.
Yeah. It is a clever take on it flips the Wizard of Oz on its head. It is quite clever. And the songs are absolute earworms. So even if you and I are both metalheads, I still love a lot of the songs in Wicked.
Yeah. All right. I'm not going to judge you for that. Okay. So Wicked for Good. When can we catch that one?
Yep, it's PG for violence and sexual references, and it's playing an obscene. It just pretty much any time you come in, there's probably a screening. There's like 8 screenings a day of this.
Wow, okay, cool. No doubt you know about it if you've got people in your family circle. They've probably seen it. They're probably encouraging you to go see it as well. So maybe check it out. Wicked for Good on its states.
If you've been on the internet at all, you know about Wicked. There's nothing more I need to say.
All right. Cool. So Wicked taking up a large portion of screen time, but you have a lot of screens. So you can fit other stuff in. Next offering that you're going to tell us about.
That's right. I love that we were in a position where we can play these big, interesting movies like Wicked and Nuremberg. But the next few I'm going to talk to you about are kind of smaller films that I think are a little bit more quiet, but probably more interesting character dramas.
Yeah.
The first one I'll talk to you about is a film called Familiar Touch. And this one might be very topical in Nelson. It's about a lady that's getting into the end of her life. And she's sort of resisting needing to go to that like assisted living situation.
Yeah.
So it is a movie following this lady whose mind is starting to slip, and she's lived a whole life being like a world famous chef, and she's just now on that cusp where she's got to go to assisted living, and it's just following her, you know, just mindset and the drama that ensues of having to accept the fact that hey, you may need a little bit of help now at this stage of life, and then her dealing with it, but. As heavy as that sounds, she's still really witty. So the movie's kind of got a lot of yucks, and like she's just real clever. And it seems like it's kind of almost a dramedy. I mean, it skews a bit more drama, but she's kind of funny and witty in it.
Yeah. Okay. I like that they call it a coming of old age story.
Yeah. See, clever.
Yeah. It is. It is.
But that is a perfect log line for what this movie is. Yeah.
And it's something that if we're lucky enough to make it to that age is going to confront us all at some point.
That's true. And hey, it doesn't, the place that she's moving to looks pretty cool. Like she's doing all right. You know, she's going out in a nice apartment with some strange other old people, which I think sort of adds into the comedy of it is some of the people that she's encountering there are, you know, they're quirky lads,
Oh, good.
So it's not all just this bleak, like, oh, no, I'm getting old. It's empowering. I'm getting old, and I'm, you know, I can still rock it.
All right. It just looking at the poster, looks like it's won a bunch of awards, too. So quality cinema once again.
Yeah. This one definitely, it looks good. And the lead lady, Kathleen Chalfant, looks like she's incredible in this. So another, if you're just into performances and acting. Yeah, she looks like a powerhouse in this, so it'll be really good.
Okay, so it's called Familiar Touch. What rating is it, and when can we catch it down at State Cinemas, Brett?
It's actually just an easy PG for a bit of adult themes, and it is playing 3 times a day.
Okay, you know those adults and their themes, all right.
That's right.
Cool. Man, you have the diverse offerings this week, my friend, I have to say. Have you got more to tempt us with?
Yes. Remember, you alluded to something oceany at the beginning of it.
Swimmingly.
Swimmingly, that's it, yes. Well, now we're swimming into the next movie, which is Notes from a Fish. this one's wildly different than probably any movie I've talked about in a while, which I think is really interesting. So this movie was actually all just filmed in Auckland. So it's another homegrown movie. But it follows a guy named Leroy, who's he's just like on the cusp of finishing his debut novel that he's been dedicating his life to. But he hits that writer's block. He just can't he can't figure it out. And in his like sort of stupor of pacing around his apartment, he looks at his little fish tank, and his little fish is just staring at him in there. And they lock eyes, and they warp minds together. And he goes on this psychedelic trip where this fish sort of unlocks his mind, gets him out of his creative block.
Wow.
So it's about a man and his psychic fish that sort of helps him finish his novel. And like he's like that fish is his muse. You know, he's getting towards the end, and then something tragic happens.
Oh,
he wakes up one morning. His fish is missing.
Oh, no.
So this movie is part, you know, creative mind block, you know, kind of that thing, and a caper about where's his fish. So it's a fish napping and creative kind of block movie, I guess.
Wow.
And like from the character side of it, I resonate with the fact that it's just sort of this guy who's got like a lot of low self-confidence, but he starts to kind of, I think, figure himself out and get a bit of confidence. And maybe he doesn't need that fish to write that book. But who knows? You know, we've got to watch it and find out.
Okay. It sounds entirely different. I've heard, you know, there's the movies like Freaky Friday and things where they do the old mind swap between parents and children. But a fish. Okay. This is, you know, something entirely different.
It's a very creative movie. It looks really, really funny, but kind of like there's like some heart in there. It's not just, it doesn't look slapstick at all, but it looks really funny and like it's actually trying to say something about kind of the world of self-confidence and creativity.
Nice.
So, you know, you get some laughs and you'll learn something about yourself along the way, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. And filmed entirely in Auckland, did you say?
That's right. Like, and the other cool thing about this is usually movies, like how the pipeline works is some studio spends a gajillion dollars, makes it, and then a distributor gives it to you. We got this movie directly from the director. He's trying to pump this out to cinemas all on his own.
Nice.
Which I think is cool. So there's that DIY punk rock vibe to it as well.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds incredibly unique. Notes from a fish. Okay.
I'm excited for, because I like trying to, I like unconventional movies and things like that. So I'm quite excited to check this out. It looks really well made. It doesn't just look like some locally made films look like they're locally made.
Yeah.
This looks like any other Hollywood production. It just happened to be all shot and funded in Auckland.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, Notes from a Fish. So what sort of rating have we got on that? And when is it screening, Brett?
It is in for mature for a bit of offensive language and sexual references, and you can catch it 2 to 3 times a day depending on the day of the week.
All right, get out and support something a little bit different created right here in New Zealand.
Yeah, yeah, this is a good week for Kiwis. We got Hut Keeper and Notes from a Fish, you know?
Yeah.
We're flying that Kiwi flag high over here at State Cinema.
Good man. All right, so check out the trailer, which I will do straight after this recording and find out a little bit more. Yeah, okay. Notes from a Fish, screening at State Cinemas. Brett, do we have more? Have we come to an end? Where do you want to take us next?
I've got one last thing to talk about, Matt, and you know these are my favorite to talk about. I've got another Bollywood for us this week.
All right.
I'm going to do my best with this. I believe it's called Vallayath Buddha. And this film is in Malayalam language, and it's based on a book that's really popular over in India. But it's basically about, I didn't know, there's this whole sort of like crime syndicate world of guys who will sneak in and cut down sandalwood trees and smuggle the wood away. So it's sort of a dive into it's like The Godfather meets trees.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I didn't know it was like a thing. And I watched the trailer, and it's like, it's kind of fascinating. But of course, it's like, it's a Malayalam action movie. So, like, he's cutting the tree down in like slow mo with his beautiful beard and like, you know, kicking a guy in the face.
Yeah.
So, it's actually an action film around a kind of an interesting topic that I didn't know was a thing.
Yeah.
So, you can kind of learn something and see some beautiful beards and watch some bows getting thrown, you know? It's an interesting movie.
All right. Now, what is it called again?
I believe it's called Vallayath Buddha.
Yep.
And again, it's a Malay Alam language, but there's usually subtitles, so don't let that be like a barrier of entry for you.
Sure, sure.
And yeah, this one is just screening on Sunday at 7 p.m.
Okay. If you want your dose of Indian cinema and something, yeah, a little bit different. I didn't really, I know sandalwood because there's a, I think like a, you know, what's that stuff that you burn? Like an incense smell.
Yeah, that's
sandalwood.
All I know. But yeah. I have like, I know sandalwood because my house smells like it. I always buy those little oils and stuff. But I didn't know. Now I'm probably going to feel guilty for burning that, learning that it's like coming from like endangered forest in India. I had no idea.
Yeah, dang. You have to get your pine scent back out.
Yep, I know. I'll have to switch up. But yeah, fascinating topic. And again, the beards in this are so epic. I mean, look at that poster. It's just like a cool guy with a beard smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, and his dog nonchalantly in the background.
Oh, yeah. I just grew extra chest hair looking at that poster. There's so much testosterone radiating off of it.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds really interesting. Now, again, the title, I'm not going to try it. I'll let you say it one more time there, Brett.
It is Vilayat Buddha.
Okay.
I think.
Screening this Sunday, was it?
Yeah, one night only, Sunday at 7 p.m. So if you are interested, get your tickets now. Get in there and check that bad boy out.
Okay, cool. Head to the Estate Cinemas website, statecinemas.co.nz. Now, Brett, I imagine things are, rapidly moving towards the end of the year. You'll have all your sort of summer season holiday festivities programming to sort. Are you sort of overly bogged down with that, or is it going okay?
That is going to be ramping up in the next week. And a lot of these, Hollywood also likes to take Christmas off.
Yeah.
So they're like, hey, we need you guys to plan like a month out. And we usually go week to week. So I expect me to lose a bit of hair or it go gray over the next few weeks. But it's good for you guys. That's when all the big movies come out.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of got your Zootopias. Another Avatar is coming out. There's a SpongeBob movie coming out.
Woo.
There's the big dogs come out around December. So
cool.
The big Hollywood flicks. Yeah, so there's a lot to look forward to.
All right, cool. Well, we will talk to you again at the same time next week for another At The Flicks. We will find out more about, ways that we can be thoroughly entertained down at State Cinemas in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. Brett, thank you for your time once again to join us on At The Flicks.
Yeah, no, thank you guys. And yeah, you'll hear from me next week. My eye will be twitching and I'll be stressed out because it's all that scheduling. But I will be here and I'll tell you about movies and it'll be exciting.
Brilliant, Brett. Hey, thanks so much. We'll catch you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt. Cheers.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.